The higher goal can be reached only by establishing protected areas in the high seas, which are open to all nations and will require a broad consensus. Negotiations to forge a UN treaty for the oceans had been scheduled for March 2020, but were postponed because of the coronavirus. Protecting areas of the high seas, which account for 60% of the oceans, won't be an easy undertaking. For proof, you need only look south to the seas surrounding Antarctica, home to some of the most rare, vulnerable, and critical ecosystems in the world. Cold water currents spiraling away from the continent push the region's nutrient-rich waters across the planet, pumping life into coastal fisheries even north of the equator. Rising temperatures threaten this precarious environment. In January, a team of scientists with New York's Stony Brook University conducted a census of chinstrap penguins on the rocky islands and rugged shores of the Antarctic Peninsula, braving pounding surf, howling winds, and piles of knee-deep guano to count nesting birds by hand. These birds feed exclusively on krill, the tiny shrimp-like creatures that form the backbone of the entire ocean food chain, and their condition gives a picture of the overall health of the region. They are the canaries in the Southern Ocean's coal mine, and they are starting to disappear. The researchers found that most colonies they surveyed had declined over the past 50 years, some by half and others up to 77%. This big of a drop means that there is something broken in the Southern Ocean, said ornithologist Noah Stryker as he paused to watch a pair of fluffy gray chicks waddle through his survey site on Snow Island. Climate change is potentially driving shifts in krill populations, and then that's rippling its way up the food web and affecting the penguins. The continent of Antarctica is protected from exploitation by international agreement, but the waters around it are not. The Commission for the Conservation of Antarctic Marine Living Resources, a body made up of 25 countries and the European Union, committed in 2009 to establish a network of 9 large-scale marine protected areas around the continent. The one in the Ross Sea, twice the area of Texas, is the largest such region in the world.